Welcome to another episode of Kevo and Heidi's Disney Over Coffee.
I'm Kevo.
And I'm Heidi.
And let's talk about Disney.
Let's do it. And we're back.
One more time.
I like Backstreet. Backstreet Boys. Backstreet's back.
No, we're not all right.
We're not all right. That's a good song. All right, so today we're doing Little Miss Sunshine.
Whoa!
So great. One of my faves. You better not be looking. Cheater. We're going to do an odd round of which movie is it, because Kev is not prepared.
Nope. I wasn't thinking about any kind of quotes.
So, it'll only be me doing quotes and seeing if Kev will actually guess them. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
This movie's super easy.
You say that.
Okay. Babies. My poor little poopsies. Okay. Have I ever been wrong? I mean, when it's important.
Nope.
Stall that wedding.
Oh, yeah, that's a Little Mermaid.
Yeah, see, I knew it. You were going to get it after that. Stall that wedding. Remember, he gets all the animals. Constant.
Constant.
Good job. You did good.
That's a new one.
Okay. So, Little Miss Sunshine, released in 2006, directed by Valerie Faris and Jonathan Dayton. Starring Greg Kinnear, Steve Carell, Toni Collette, and Abigail Breslin. Oh, and that boy from The Batman. What is his
name?
The Batman. His name is in here somewhere. Paul Dano. That's what his name is. Very good actor. I actually like him. It is labeled as a tragicomedy road film. Do you agree?
Oh, yeah. Very tragic.
Very tragic, but also comedic. It's very funny. But also, I really do love these kind of indie films that are kind of made in the guise of just people living their life kind of thing. Like, there's nothing wrong with that, you know, because a lot of good movies have been made with just people living. People just doing what they do, you know, versus there being, like, a big, you know, event or, like, spies trying to kill each other kind of thing. It doesn't have to be all that sometimes. It could just be a good, you know, hey, this is how we live kind of movie, which I like. I got some trivia. Would you like to hear it?
Let's do it.
All right. So all of the girls acting as participants in the Little Miss Sunshine beauty pageant, except Abigail, were veterans of real beauty pageants. You can kind of tell.
Yeah, I feel like that was pretty obvious.
Pretty obvious that the other girls had been in pageants before.
The way they carried themselves and everything like that.
And they were on it. They were like, here I am, boom. Even though some of them kind of creep me out a little.
Yeah, a little bit.
I think it's the makeup. It's the makeup for me, but I understand that, especially when you're being in a production with lights, you typically want people to have makeup on. Like, even guys on TV will have makeup because of the lights. So that makes sense. All right. The heroin that Grandpa snorts in the bathroom in the beginning of the movie and during is actually crushed up vitamin B tablets.
Mm-hmm. So that's actually very typical.
Do people do that? Do people just crush vitamin B?
Oh, no. I'm just saying. Like,
oh, in film.
Movie-wise, right? Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if that's like a normal thing.
Right,
for just normal people.
Your vitamins.
They're like, man, I need some vitamin B. Let me crush it and snort it.
Yeah, I guess I didn't really think about that. But I mean, instead of having actual drugs on set, it's better to just have vitamins. Mm-hmm. That makes so much sense.
I mean, you gotta be, I mean, hey, make it authentic.
Oh, gosh.
Grandpa's actually high.
Oh, gosh. Bill Murray was the original choice to play Frank. The second choice was Robin Williams. I think Robin Williams would have done a better job than Bill Murray. Only because Bill has a tendency to sometimes be really good in his movies and then sometimes bad. Like, it depends.
Yeah.
I don't know. Robin, I think, would have made a really, really funny Frank, though. Especially him already portrayed, you know, a gay man in The Birdcage.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been so good. So, yeah. I think they went well, though, with Steve Carell. I think he's really funny. And he can be deep, too. But so can Robin. Robin can be really, really deep. So, well, not anymore. Rest in peace, Robin Williams. I still miss him. All right, last one. All four members of the Top Billed cast have been nominated for Oscars, including Abigail, who was nominated for Best Actress in a Supporting Role for this. And as of 2021, Paul Dano has yet to receive an Oscar nomination, which is very shocking to me, because I've actually seen Paul Dano in a lot of things where he was doing really, really good work. So
there will be blood.
So we'll see. Have we heard anything on the Batman Oscar nominations or anything?
Oh, you would know that more than
me. I don't know. I haven't kept up with this season of awards because I haven't really been watching too many of the movies that they put on there. Like, the only one that I probably would say that I watched that I did not really fully love was The Power of the Dog with Benedict Cumberbatch. Mm-hmm. There was more in the landscape than on the dialogue. I wish there was more dialogue. Because some of it didn't make sense. Like, why people were super, like, upset with other characters. I was like, but we haven't really heard you guys talk very much. Mm-hmm. So, but that's also a really good movie, though. Overall, I do think the movie was good. I don't know about the Oscars impact, I guess, that it had for me. But I consider myself a very artsy person, but I'm also the person who will go to a museum and be like, I don't get it.
Don't get it.
I think you and I are kind of like we appreciate art, but we also are very confused with
certain, it's a plant.
Right. Or squiggly lines. Or just splats on a canvas. We're just like, okay. All right. Somebody likes this.
Somebody likes it.
That's right. And that's all that matters. We're not haters. We will never be haters. Well, I can only speak for myself. I don't know about you.
Oh, I'm a hater.
Yeah, hater. Mm-hmm. All right. So, we open the movie with an adorable little girl watching a beauty pageant, and she is mimicking, you know, how the women are on TV, super excited for winning the crown, and she's just kind of, it's so adorable. Like, it's just so cute. Now, I will say, I'm not a fan of beauty pageants, only because I do think that there is this kind of feeling of, you know, you can only be pretty if you're in pageants. But I think this movie goes against that archetype, especially the fact that Abigail had to put on like a fat suit, you know, because she wasn't actually that size, but they wanted to make the character like a thick little girl, which is normal. There's so many little girls that are like that. Lilo is that shape, you know. But ultimately, I'm not a big beauty pageant person. But so we then go to her dad, who's talking about his self-help book,
his 7 steps.
I think it was 7. Pretty sure it was 7. Maybe it was 9.
9. Maybe 9 steps, something. Something about, you know, the difference between winners and losers and how if you do these steps, you can be a winner.
Yeah, to his class of 10.
Right. They're like 10 seemingly college-like students or something. I don't know. It looks like some type of, you know, college atmosphere to me. But then we go to Dwayne, who is her brother, and he's working out, you know, doing his stuff.
Working out because he wants to be a pilot in the United States Air Force.
Mm-hmm. And I appreciate his goals, you know. I do think, though, mostly his goals are motivated to leave his home and to not be there anymore, but it's still a goal. I appreciate that. Grandpa's in the bathroom, snorting jugs.
Mm-hmm. No, that's his daily dose of vitamins.
Well, Mom is driving and arguing with Dad on the phone to pick up Uncle Frank, who is seen in a wheelchair, looking very sad. Mm-hmm. And so we find out that Uncle Frank has been at some sort of rehabilitation center, you know, wellness center, specifically for like depression and suicide attempt, because he had tried to end his life. So we kind of start off the movie, you know, being a little sad as far as like, damn, you know, what happened? Which we get into soon. So we get all the way back to the house. Everybody's there. We have dinner.
They have chicken.
And it looks like chicken, yes.
Uh-huh, some fried chicken
I'm
going to assume it was KFC. I don't remember.
I don't know.
But it was definitely fast food.
It could have just been a generic chicken, you know, place because they didn't want to pay copyright and trademark. But yeah, so they're having chicken. Grandpa's a little upset at the chicken though, and it's super funny.
I know, they always do it. It's always chicken.
It's always chicken. Yep, it's always chicken. So oh, and we also find out that Dwayne is not speaking. Dwayne is like taking a vow of silence until he reaches his goal to be able to sign up for the Air Force,
which is a little weird.
Because I'm assuming he's still in high school.
I was, yeah.
My guess is that mom doesn't want him to go. So he has taken it upon himself to take a vow of silence until mom says yes. That's the way I took it. Because she still probably has to sign all of his documents in order for him to go. Unless he just waits until he's 18.
Yeah, just wait until he's 18.
Which we don't know how long that is, though. Because he could be 16, he could be 15. We don't know. I don't think they really covered the age. Or maybe they did and we just didn't pay attention. But anyway, Uncle Frank is there. They're all sitting down to have dinner. Olive is there. Olive sees that Uncle Frank has bandages on his wrists. And she begins to ask questions, as most kids do. Mm-hmm. And he's honest. And he says, you know, I tried to kill myself. And she's, you know, of course, a little taken aback. Like, why? I don't understand. And Dad says that that's not an appropriate conversation to have. Mom disagrees. What do you think?
What do I think?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I would say it's definitely something that you would need to sit and talk about.
Why were you unhappy?
Well, there were a lot of reasons. Mainly, though, I fell in love with someone who didn't love me back.
Who?
One of my grad students. I was very much in love with him.
Him? It was a boy? You fell in love with the boy?
Yes, I did. Very much so.
That's silly.
You're right. It was silly. It was very, very silly.
There's another word for it.
Dad.
So, that's when you tried to kill yourself?
Well, no. The boy that I was in love with fell in love with another man, Larry Sugarman.
Who's Larry Sugarman?
Larry Sugarman is perhaps the second most highly regarded Proust scholar in the U.S.
Who's number one?
That would be me, Rich.
So, that's one.
No. What happened was I was a bit upset. So I said some things that I shouldn't have said, and I did some things that I shouldn't have done, and subsequently I was fired from my job and forced to move out of my apartment and move into a motel.
Maybe not over dinner.
Yeah, maybe not over dinner.
Maybe not over dinner.
Maybe like, hey, you know what, let's eat.
And then we can talk about it.
We'll all sit around the fire.
Fire.
And talk about it. But one thing I will say that I do like about this movie, at least the first part of it, mm-hmm. when they're in the house, is one thing I always say is that house doesn't look lived in.
Because it's too clean or there's not enough things around.
Looked lived in. That looked like a real house and a real family sitting together on the dinner table.
And a family with kids.
Yeah.
Because one of the things, yeah, definitely that we notice is that when people are in a house, we always notice that's like super clean. But yet we never see anybody cleaning. We never see anybody come in to clean sometimes. So it's like, how is this house super clean? It's because you guys don't live here. You guys are on a set and it's clearly meant to not look lived in.
Mm-hmm.
But this house definitely looked lived in. There was stuff everywhere. There was stuff all over the fridge. Toys everywhere. Like, it looked like somebody lived there. So I like it. But yeah, I agree with you. I do think that talking to kids about suicide is important. Because as we see, you know, in this day and age, more younger and younger kids are thinking about hurting themselves. And I think it's important to at least know that your parents are a source of comfort and a source of help. Like, can I talk to my dad about possibly hurting myself? With this dad, I don't know.
This dad's a punk.
I don't know. But so Uncle Frank tries to explain to Olive, like, you know, this is what happened. I tried to hurt myself because I was in love with this guy and he went with, you know, somebody else. He left me for another guy. And so first, also, Olive is like, wait, a guy? Like, you were in love with a boy.
I think he loved that guy, but he actually never told that guy.
I think so.
Just how nonchalantly, like, when we get to that
when
portion.
We get to him, yeah, he was very nonchalant about him. But I do agree. I think he was in love with him, but the love wasn't reciprocated.
Mm-hmm.
But I do appreciate, though, that, again, we're talking about conversations that it's okay to have with kids. Kids are not going to be thinking, you know, horrible thoughts if you tell them, like, hey, I was in love with a man, and I'm also a man. It's cool. It's all right. You know, it doesn't have to be this whole big thing, which I appreciated. They didn't really make it into a whole big thing, you know? It was just kind of a part of, hey, Uncle Frank, you know, is into guys. That's it. That's all. But yeah, so ultimately, yeah, he kind of goes through the story a little bit, and they change the subject, and they go into pageants and how Olive is super into pageants, and she got runner-up for the last pageant that she was in.
And yeah, how... but the other girl got kicked out for heroin. I don't know. I don't remember why she got kicked out.
So something happened where there's a new pageant coming up called the Little Miss Sunshine pageant. The runner-up gets to replace the winner if something should happen that she can't go mm-hmm. to the pageant. So there's a phone call and a message on the message machine. What do you call it? Is that a message machine?
Answering machine.
Answering machine. See, look, you're older. You got
a message machine. You're good. You're conveys, older. Conveys the message.
Yes. So there's a message on the answering machine saying, hey, Olive can go to the Little Miss Sunshine pageant because this other little girl can't go.
Tell them about your routine while you're doing this.
Okay. Little Miss Chili Pepper is a beauty contest for everyone in Albuquerque, but you have to be 6 or 7, and you have to be a girl.
This is our sister,
Cindy.
Spring break. Duane went to see his dad in Florida for 2 weeks, and Ollie went to Laguna to see her cousins. She made it to the top of the regionals out there.
I was in second place.
Well, what do you think your chances are?
I think I can win, because some of the other girls, they've been doing it longer, but I practice every day.
So yeah, she goes crazy. She screams in excitement. She's so excited to be able to get a chance to be Little Miss Sunshine. But they're also talking about, as a family, you know, can we go? Like, can we afford to go? Mm-hmm. Because apparently dad has been putting most of their money into this whole self-help book, which is another problem.
Yeah, his little 7-to-9-step thing.
Something. But he's been putting most of their money into this. So that's a problem. Especially if you, as a entrepreneur, you don't really know the outcome. It's really hard to say, like, oh yeah, hey babe, let me put all our money into this. We don't know exactly what's going to happen. It's a little touchy. Especially when you already feel like you're kind of crunched financially.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But, yeah, so they all decide, like, okay, well, maybe just me and Olive can go. But then dad says he wants to go. Grandpa says he wants to go. The only one who has to go is Uncle Frank, honestly, because they're making sure that he's going to be okay because he's, you know, on watch.
Yeah, he has to be monitored.
He has to be watched and taken care of so that way he doesn't hurt himself again or try to. And the only one who does not want to go is Duane. And to me, honestly, why couldn't they just leave Duane in the house by himself?
Because they wouldn't move the plot of the movie forward.
That's true. Because ideally, he's old enough to take care of himself.
Yeah, he's old enough to do. Yeah. And he definitely doesn't look like the kid that's going to party.
No, he looks like the kid who's just going to sit there and sulk all week or all weekend. You know, because I think it's over a weekend.
It's just over.
Mm-hmm.
Over a day or two.
Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, they decide, hey, you know what? Let's all go. We're all going to go to California for this Little Miss Sunshine pageant. So we start hitting the road. So, So the pageant is going to be in Redondo Beach.
Redondo Beach, California. Redondo Beach.
Yeah. Yeah, which is so
probably like LA.
Yeah, it looked like it.
I'm gonna Google it right now.
Okay.
While we're talking.
Okay. So they all take the Volkswagen microbus, which is the only vehicle that they have that's big enough for all of them, which makes sense. They would take that, and it looked okay. So they are talking all along the road, and Grandpa admits that he was actually kicked out of the retirement home that he used to live in. Because of his addiction.
Mm-hmm. Now he's open about it. Like, I take heroin because I'm old and I don't care.
But I think he was also selling it to some of the other residents.
Oh. Well, he was He's like his son, then. He wants to be an entrepreneur. He wants to build a build a legacy.
Well, also, in a way, do you think he was just trying to be, you know, build a camaraderie with the rest of the residents? Be like, hey, I got you. Just give me that, you know, $10.
Hey, give me that cash, or I'm going to come find you.
Well, they don't have to come find him. They're just in the same retirement home.
Yeah. Yeah, like, don't make me come find you.
I know where your room is. But, yeah, so he starts giving Frank and Dwayne some advice about his life and how, you know, he wished that he had been with more women when he was younger. And Dwayne, of course, is just like, okay, whatever.
Mm-hmm, whatever.
And Frank is having a good old time. Yeah. He's just laughing.
He probably never had a girlfriend.
Probably.
So, I mean, Grandpa was making some good points.
I do understand. But I also do understand that Dwayne is very much like, out of all the people that I'm going to take advice from, you know, the one who snorts heroin is probably not. I get it.
Yeah, he's been around. He's been around.
I get it. But, yeah, so they stop at a gas station, and they run into Frank's old lover. Ex-lover.
I don't think they were lovers.
I don't know. Or maybe one of them was a lover, and the other one was just... Mm-hmm. But they run into him, and... Grandpa also asks Uncle Frank to get him some porn magazines.
Yeah, you just hand him some cash and be like, get some for yourself.
Get something for yourself, yeah. Whatever they got over there for you. But yeah, so he's buying these magazines and he runs into the guy he used to date. And he's also with the guy that he left him for. So it's kind of double humiliating. At least for me, I would be super embarrassed. Especially, he has to kind of hide his wrists because they're still bandaged.
Yeah.
So he doesn't want to give them away. Like, oh, crap. You know, and then he also got fired from the university that he used to work for. So it's all a conundrum for him. Like, he got fired from his job. And that's, you know, one of the reasons he that factored into his, you know, attempt to end his life. So, but yeah, so he's embarrassed. He goes to Grandpa and gives him his magazines. Gosh, where did we go? We also stop at like a diner, I think, at one point.
Mm-hmm.
But at was the gas station, or after? I think that was after. But at the gas station, though, they forget Olive. They leave her at the gas station by herself.
Well, yeah, because remember the dad talks to the publisher guy,
mm-hmm.
and
Bryan Cranston.
Yeah, Bryan Cranston, and you know he kind of tells him that, you know, he essentially. Isn't going to get a book.
No kind of book deal.
No kind of book deal.
So he wasted all this money.
Uh-huh. He wasted all his money. And then, they, you know, him and his wife stop fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And they forget her because she went to the bathroom.
Well, I think she was practicing her moves or something like that. She said she was practicing. But anyway, they also have to keep, like, pushing the bus because of the something happens to, like, the clutch or something like that.
Yeah, the wife burns out the first gear because she can't get it out of first gear.
Yeah, so they keep having to, like, push it with all of them. Luckily for them, they had a whole bunch of people with them. But, yeah, there's a scene where they go to the diner to get lunch or whatever. And there's a specific thing I want to talk about in this scene, which is Olive decides to have, like, waffles. And she asks what a la mode is.
A la mode.
A la mode, yes. And the waitress says, you know, oh, well, it means ice cream.
Mm.
Like, your waffles come with ice cream. And she orders that. She says, oh, okay, a la mode, please. So the waitress goes. And then Dad says, you know, do you know what ice cream is made out of?
Out of heaven. Unicorns.
Unicorn heaven. but yeah, so he kind of ends up upsetting Olive, though, because he says that, you know, if you have a lot of ice cream, you're going to get fat.
Well, he pretty much called her fat.
Oh, gosh. I don't know if he necessarily said that, but he said if you keep eating ice cream, like, you'll get fat. And the pageant girls that you see on TV, do they look fat? And Olive says, well, no.
Well, I bet you they exercise.
I bet you they do. And I bet you
that, I would have said that to him. I would have been like, well, Dad.
I bet you they do. And I bet you that they also do still eat ice cream because ice cream is delicious. And also, with like most food, we just need to be in moderation, right? Mm-hmm. Like pretty much with any food.
Instead of two Big Macs, have one and a half.
Yeah, so everybody else at the table is kind of upset too, because they're just like, why does this seem to be an important conversation for you to have with this little girl? She's literally a little girl who shouldn't be so focused and worried about getting fat. But he mentions, like, you know, similar to the suicide conversation, like, she's going to find out anyway. So why not have this conversation? Mm-hmm. But that is a completely different conversation that they had, talking about Uncle Frank and what he almost did to himself versus him insinuating that his daughter should not eat that because she's going to be fat and ugly. Mm-hmm. I feel like it was different.
She'll be just fine.
Our cat is purring in the background. So, yeah, I just didn't like it. I don't like it. And that is when I knew that I didn't really like Dad. You know, he gets better, but I don't really like him.
Dad's being a loser, not a winner.
He's got the loser mentality, honestly. So they check into a motel for the night, and they get, like, three rooms. They get, like, Uncle Frank and Dwayne share a room, Mom and Dad share a room, and Grandpa and Olive share a room. Olive talks to Grandpa about how she is scared about the pageant because she's scared of losing. And the main reason that she's scared of losing is because she knows that her dad doesn't like losers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. To him, there's winners and there's losers.
And she starts crying. Like, it's a very serious thing. The fact that she is so afraid now, when she was super excited to be at the pageant, and now she just doesn't seem as excited. But talking to Grandpa, I think, does help. Especially when Grandpa says, you know, like, the real losers are people who don't even try at all. Like, the real losers are people who don't even try anything because they're so scared of losing. And so, since she's trying, she's a winner. And I agree. I think anybody who has the energy and the attitude to be like, hey, I'm going to go do this competition or whatever. And I might not win, but that's okay.
Oh, she won.
You know? That's cool. But, yeah, so Dad and Mom are fighting. There's also, a close-up of Dwayne's face when he can hear Mom and Dad fighting, and he's kind of, like, happy about it. It's a little creepy.
Yeah, it's a little weird, man.
He's, like, laughing at their dismay. It's a little creepy. But, yeah, so they're fighting. Dad takes off and tries to go find the publisher to renegotiate, like, you know, their terms of this book deal in person. Since they're not far.
Yeah, they're not far because they're like in Albuquerque. They stop in Albuquerque.
So, yeah. So he ends up driving to see him. And it's still no go. It's still saying, like, it's not necessarily that the book is bad. It's the fact that we don't know who you are. You know, nobody knows you. And so, ultimately, who's going to want to take advice from you? A nobody. You know, which I understand what he's saying. But he could have also told him this, like, way before. Like, I felt like he was taking advantage.
Oh, he totally took advantage of him. Yeah. Like, man, pay me to... Because that's essentially what he's doing. Like, you're paying me to push your product. And guess what? That's exactly what I did. It didn't go anywhere.
But it didn't go anywhere. And I could have told you that, but I wanted your money.
Yeah.
Ugh, I don't like it. Yeah, so they end up, you know, waking up the next day. Olive goes to her parents' room and says, Grandpa won't wake up.
Mm-hmm. Grandpa is D-E-D dead.
So Grandpa had probably died from a heroin overdose, something like that, when they go to the hospital. And, you know, also being the fact that they are not at home, I guess you need a whole bunch of permits to carry a dead body across state lines or something like that.
Yeah, sure.
Like, I don't know how that stuff works, but it makes sense to me. It makes sense. But anyway, the lady that they're working with, she goes from being like super sweet and understanding to them being like, you are not taking this body. Like, you are not the only person who lost a family member today. Mm-hmm. You know, you need to fill out this paperwork and we're going to get it going. They, of course, know that if they stay to fill out all this paperwork, they're not going to make it to the pageant. And they already went this far. So they kind of get this feeling of, like, we already got this far. Like, let's just go. So, what do?
They steal them. I mean, would it really be stealing?
They hijack. They hijack. I guess, in a way. They hijack Grandpa's body through the window to put him in the trunk of their car. Mm-hmm. So that way, they can figure out a way to take care of him later and make it in time for the pageant. Because otherwise they'd be there for hours. But, yeah, so they're able to do it, though. But all of a sudden, they get cut off by some other driver. And Dad honks the horn. And the horn gets stuck.
Yep, the horn gets stuck.
And it starts honking everywhere. And then they get pulled over by a cop. Mm-hmm. And so, all of a sudden, you know, I do think it's weird, though, that the cop had asked him to get out of the car, because that's just, I don't know, it's just always weird to me when people get asked to get out of the car when it's just a regular stop. But, Dad starts acting weird, and the cop has now, like, reasonable, you know, suspicion, you know, to search their car. So, Dad opens the trunk. And we think, as the viewers, that he's going to notice this big lump under a white sheet. Mm-hmm. But instead, what does he notice?
Porno. Oh, boobies.
Oh, my goodness. The magazines, the raunchy, you know, raunchy magazines, which we have nothing against, just so you know. It's all right. But, so instead of looking at this body in the trunk of the car, so he starts looking through the magazines, and then he gets to the last one and notices that it's not necessarily for him, you know, I guess you could say. So then they're able to go without suspicion of, Grandpa's body in the trunk. Does he keep the magazines?
I think he keeps the magazines.
I think he keeps the female ones. Not the other one. Mm-hmm. But I can't remember. But they're able to go. So they are able to continue their journey. And Olive is giving Dwayne an eye test. And Frank realizes that Dwayne is colorblind. Yeah. And since he wants to be a pilot...
He can't be a pilot now because he's colorblind.
Because he's colorblind.
It's an A. Can't you see it? Right there.
It's bright green. Dwayne, I think you might be colorblind. You can't fly jets if you're colorblind.
But, so Dwayne gets really upset and starts, like, banging against the van and just, like, going crazy. So they have to pull over, and he completely goes against his vow of silence. Mm-hmm. And starts yelling at his family for... wanting to leave them and not wanting to be a part of the family. And I could tell that his mom was really hurt. The rest of them, I think, were not really super, you know, torn by it because they knew that he was upset. So mm-hmm. More than likely because, you know, he later says, like, I said some things I didn't mean. I'm sorry. Which, I mean, I don't think he meant to say it like that, but I do think he did mean it.
Oh, he meant it.
Because the fact that he mentions, like, divorced, suicide, bankrupt, like, those are actual things that would make people upset and maybe disappointed in their family. So I do think he meant them. I just don't think he meant to say it like that. So, but Olive is also the one who is able to get him back, to get back in the van.
Yep.
And say, hey, you know. She doesn't really say anything to him. She just kind of hugs him. You know? And I get it. Like, I get the fact that maybe you feel like your family dynamic has changed and you don't love your family as you used to, maybe because now you're older and smarter. But I do believe that their mother really loves them both equally. Because you could tell by the way that she reacted to, you know, his tantrum, I guess.
What's a tantrum?
It was a tantrum. It's like you could tell that she loves him very much. And was very sad to see him upset. So then we finally get to the pageant.
Yep.
But we are about 4 minutes late. And the snippy pageant official refuses Olive to get entry into the pageant because they're late.
Yeah, she's being difficult.
Because registration ended 4 minutes ago.
But then the DJ guy's like, this is the last time I'm doing this. I don't care.
Right, like, I can do it in the system really, really quick. And she even says, like, well, fine, but it's on your time.
That's cool.
It's like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, and I'm not getting paid by the minute.
Yeah, exactly. And he is clearly like, I'm not coming back. These people are crazy. Which I believe. Have you ever seen Toddlers and Tiaras?
Nope.
Oh my gosh. I think I maybe watched one episode. Just one. And it was enough for me to know that this is not for me. Because when I tell you that there were parents yelling at their children to get their steps together because they were not at the level that they wanted them to be because they wanted to win the pageant so badly. Now, mind you, I do think that most of them do that because a lot of the pageants, they'll have, like, prize money, you know? But who, in reality, who is that money going to? The child or mom?
Totally going to mom.
It's totally going to mom. So I get why they become super invested, like, to start winning these pageants. And the child probably does end up feeling good about winning. So it makes sense. But, and yeah, woo, scary. They're like super, super crazy. And then there was this one episode, or like part of that same episode that I watched. It was like there were some con people who pretended to be like registering people for the pageant, taking their money for the entry fees, and then taking the money away. So there was no prize money. Yeah, it was crazy. Like, there was definitely one episode where the girls in the pageant were, like, swindled by this con artist.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, so sad. Crazy. But, yeah, so they are getting set up for the pageant. Dwayne and Frank go out for a walk on the pier. I want to say that there was also a deleted scene with them actually, like, on surfboards.
On surfboards?
Yeah, there was, like...
They found surfboards?
Something, or, yeah, I think, I can't remember what the deleted scene was, but I can understand why they cut it out, though. So, but instead, they were just walking out on the pier, talking about, what's that philosopher? That Nietzsche?
Somebody.
Something. Also, Uncle Frank is a Proust philosopher, professor at mm-hmm. his university. I've actually never read anything out of those two, so I have no idea. I'm sure it's nice, though, for people who, like, obviously, if they're making college courses about it, it's probably a big deal, like, I can imagine. But, yeah, so they're talking about, you know, what it's like to be a teenager and how Dwayne is super frustrated about the fact that he can't fly and how he'll find a way to fly. So the Proust philosophy says that it is your suffering, not your happiness, that defines you as a person. Do you agree with this?
No.
I don't either. not to say that suffering isn't a good way to learn. I just wouldn't say that your suffering defines you more than your happiness. Also, I think that you're more defined by who you are as a person, less than the things that happen to you.
Yeah.
You know? Like, we as people, I don't think we're defined by the things that happen to us, but how we have overcome, you know, the things. So, back at the pageant, Olive gets to meet Miss California.
And guess what? She loves ice cream.
Mm-hmm. It kind of goes back to that conversation that we had about, you know, this weird thing that people have with the only way that people are skinny is if they eat terrible food. Which I'm sure that everybody has their, you know, dietary needs, but she likes ice cream and she's Miss California. So what does that tell you? So Olive gets a super big grin on her face, super excited to be able to be like, hey, she's Miss California and she likes ice cream. I love it. So the pageant begins. Contestants are everywhere and they are super into it. They have makeup and fake tans and everything. Dad and Dwayne become nervous for Olive being put up against these girls, and they kind of go backstage to, you know, see if they can pull her out, like midway through the pageant. Mm-hmm. And Mom, I think, makes a very good decision as far as saying, you know, if Olive wants to quit, then we can let her quit. But we shouldn't let her quit just because you want her to quit. Because she's clearly happy with this and she wants to do it. So, you know, let her just be herself. So we get to the end of the pageant and it's time for the talent portion.
The talent portion!
The talent portion of the pageant. And Olive has a dance prepared. And the announcer comes up to her and says, hey, you know, what is your dance? You know, like, who inspired you to do it? And it's like, oh, well, my grandpa. My grandpa mm-hmm. taught me these moves. You know, because she dedicates the dance, like, to grandpa. And the announcer guy says, where is grandpa?
In the trunk of the car.
Yep, that's what she says. Which, she's not lying. But it does sound kind of weird coming out of, you know, it's like, what? What? Also, during this time, dad has taken care of grandpa. Like, actually getting somebody to come out and take him away. Mm-hmm. Which I'm sure it was hard. But, yeah, they take care of him. And Olive starts dancing to Super Freak.
Super Freak! Super Freak!
And, of course, the audience is like, what is going on? Because, obviously, yes, Super Freak is a very specific type of song that maybe a little girl shouldn't be, like, taking her clothes off to. She's very little, and she's clearly seen having fun time with it. But to us, it probably does seem a little weird to see this little girl taking her clothes off and, like, dancing, you know.
See straight up through her hat.
Yes. But I also do think that because she is a little girl and she clearly doesn't know anything about the song, that she likes the beat. I can guarantee you she probably has no idea what the guy is singing on there about. She probably is just dancing to the music because the music is fun and it's a good song. So everybody starts freaking out a little bit, and the main pageant official lady tries to get the announcer to get her off the stage. Mm-hmm. Now, this is where Dad gets points. Dad immediately gets on the stage to start, you know, getting at this announcer because you're not going to touch my girl. Yeah. Which I appreciate.
Don't touch her. Don't touch her. Drag's over, honey.
Hey! Hey, let go of my daughter!
I appreciate, but yeah, it's like, no, you're not gonna touch my little girl. So he gets on the stage and he kind of doesn't really know what to do,
so he starts dancing.
So he starts dancing, Dwayne gets on the stage, Uncle Frank gets on the stage, and they all start dancing. And then at one point, Mom gets on the stage and she starts chasing after Olive and they're all having a good time. But then we fast forward to them in some sort of holding area at the hotel.
Was it a holding area? I thought they went to the police station.
Oh, did they go to the police station?
I don't remember.
I don't remember. It might have been the police station or just a holding area in the hotel, like where they put bad people.
Yeah, where they put bad people.
But they're able to go as long as Olive never gets put into a pageant in the state of California.
I'm okay with that.
And yep, that's what they say. They said, I'm okay with that. And Olive says, yeah, that sounds good. And she clearly had a fun time. Like, the smile on her face. She was clearly happy to be there. Even though she didn't win, it's all right. But in my opinion, yeah, she did win the pageant. She had the most fun out there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so they're able to get out, you know, scot-free. You know, no fines or anything. But, yeah, so they end up driving back home. And then credits.
And then credits. Little Miss Sunshine 2.
No, I don't think there should ever be a Little Miss. It was too good. There's something really special about Little Miss Sunshine. And it really has become one of my favorite movies. It is just so good. Like, the comedic timing, the fact that it's all about this, like, pageant with these little girls doing flips and all sorts of stuff. And I love it. I think it's so cute. And it's, like, a whole production. Like, you could clearly see there was, like, MCs there. There was that, you know, DJ there. There was a girl with, like, a whole bunch of, like, head mics, like, taking people from and to backstage. Like, it was serious. It was very serious. But so how many crowns should we give this?
5 out of 5.
5 out of 5? I give it 5 out of 5 crowns for Little Miss Sunshine. Super, super great movie. It's definitely one that I think people will still be talking about in 20 years. Because it's that good. Now, who was the best and who was the worst?
Dad was the worst.
I really did not appreciate, maybe honorable mention is just that snooty pageant official. Snooty pageant official. Mm-hmm. Just so rude. So rude. Although I will say, the actress who played her is super funny.
Yeah.
She's always, like, in those small kind of character roles, but she always, like, she makes them memorable, because I remember her in every single one of them. But dad was the worst. He was awful. Just his whole attitude on, like, and then he always wanted to talk about his book that apparently no one wants to make. It's just, oh gosh, ugh, so much. Who was the best?
Grandpa. He was always supportive.
Think hard on this one. I'm gonna say Uncle Frank. Yes, I think Uncle Frank was the best because he had overcome such circumstances, and he was still able to be supportive of his niece and nephew. You know, he was given the best advice that he could for Dwayne, you know, after he was super upset, you know, and he's always been supportive of, you know, Abigail's, you know, character, super into pageants. He was still on stage dancing. Just, I like Uncle Frank. Now, what are we doing next time?
I have no idea.
So.
We'll make it a surprise.
We'll make the next one a surprise. All right. See ya.
Goodbye.